combined property will contain 14,900 square feet of area, and it's proposed to place on that a 3,781 square foot healthcare practitioner's office housing and electrical surgery. The applicant's proposing a total of 4,553 square feet of impervious cover on the lot, or 30.51%, well within the permitted 60% coverage. This is being done in part through the addition of pervious macadam paving throughout the site. That'll consist of 5,691 square feet of pervious macadam, and they'll still be meeting the minimum vegetative cover of 30% by having 33.73% of pervious cover, of vegetative cover. In addition to the proposed macadam parking area, the pervious macadam parking area, infiltration basins are proposed on site for the management of stormwater. The basins identified as pond A1 and A2 on the northern side of the property will take water from part of the parking area and part of the building and treat it there. Ultimately, that water will be discharged down the sides of the property to be discharged into the subsurface area that composes the forest pavement. The applicants provided a traffic narrative to demonstrate that additional trips generated by this development are well below the threshold of what would be required for a full traffic study, with approximately 15 new PM peak hour trips. And I guess by new PM peak hour trips in this corridor, they're moving their office from down at the corner of Terry Road and Chocolate up to this location. The proposed access for the property will come off of East Chocolate Avenue. It'll be a one-way in. It'll circulate through the site and discharge on South First Avenue, which is a preferred method along this corridor. It avoids conflicts on Chocolate Avenue with additional entrances, driveways onto the Chocolate. The applicants asked for some waivers and deferments. If you're following along in my report, item A and B are no longer necessary, nor is item E. So item C of the deferment is a deferment for curbs along new and existing streets. The Planning Commission and staff recommended that the deferment be granted with the stipulation that the owner enters into an agreement with the township that would allow the township to require the installation of curbing in the future if deemed necessary. There's a waiver of the sidewalk location, and it's due to the existing tying to the existing sidewalk along Chocolate Avenue. Here again, the Planning Commission staff recommend that the waiver be granted. There's a waiver for providing, from the requirements of widening South First Street. And again, the Planning Commission and staff recommend that the deferment in this case be granted pending the normal recording of the deferment. With all that said, we are recommending approval of this plan this evening with the following conditions. That the applicant reimburse the township for costs incurred no later than June 22nd, 2018. That the following happened by November 22nd, 2018. That the performance security is provided. That a copy of the PennDOT highway occupancy permit is provided. That data substantiating the minimum fire hydrant flows, flow availability, recharge capabilities, and duration of flow is provided. That two originals of the signed and notarized agreement for the deferment of the installation of cartway widening and curbing is provided, and that the applicant provides a copy of the draft deed conveying the two properties together that includes the operation and maintenance language that's required to be on new deeds. And then also that the agreement for the affirmative curbing is that these following documents are recorded concurrently with the plan. The agreement for the affirmative curbing, the Stormwater Best Management Practices Operation Maintenance Agreement, the deed consolidating the lots into a single property, and noting the BMP as a restrictive covenant, and the deed of dedication of right-of-way along South First Street. And we're recommending the waivers as listed.
Any thoughts, comments, or questions for Chuck?
Did I read that this is going to be pervious?
Yes.
Macadam.
Yes. Throughout. Yes, the entire second purpose.
And was there any thought given to getting all the parking in the back of the building?
There was not in this case. We weren't, this is outside of the district where we really promote that hard. We like to have all the parking behind the building. I think there's, when you're dealing with a substantial building on a small lot, you do have some restrictions when it comes to slope and so on. So to get the driveway through the property, it was necessary to have some of the parking out front. I failed to mention there is a bike rack included in here for our ordinance that'll park four bicycles.
And the curbing, is that ever going to be established on East Chocolate Avenue? There's a lot of building that seems to be going on. Are we ever going to put curbing up there? Is it ever appropriate for that?
PennDOT doesn't seem to look as favorably as for installation of curbing as they have in the past. It's typically used if you're trying to control stormwater in a different fashion, but as soon as you put in curbing, you're putting in inlets, you know, curb boxes. So that being a PennDOT road, I don't know what the future will be for curbing there.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
Chuck, don't we normally get more of the plan?
I don't see one page. One page in our packet.
All the narrative, but just the one image.
I don't know how that happened.
I'm flying a little blind. I think it's hard to see the.
I apologize for that.
Right.
So, if you want me to go over the site in a little bit more detail,
do you
want to do that? No,
okay.
Not at all. So you're familiar with where this site is. It's there's Continental Motors, then there's the new daycare. It's happened since I've been here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the empty lot and the lot with the house that I think at one time they were hoping to expand the car dealership down in this direction.
Mm-hmm.
So the site as it's being laid out is actually installing sidewalk to the 5 foot minimum width along. But yet tying it into the existing sidewalk on each side. That was a requirement that was done through the Planning Commission. The stormwater basins that we talked about are very shallow basins, so they don't even require a defined spillway. The grading...
Forgive me for interrupting. So those basins are shallow enough. Will they will be they'll look like yard, or they will?
As they spill out, they'll spill into the swales on each side and come down to the rear of the site. So they'll detain as necessary. The handicap parking is in the front of the building. The building will be a two-story building. It will have an exposed basement in the back, steps, and of course ADA ramps to get into it. As I said, the traffic will come through the property. It's diagonal parking, which you can do in a one-way a little bit more efficiently. The traffic will then come out to South First Street, which will then disperse it to more of a street intersection to get back onto Chocolate. There's a loading area in the back of the property.
So the basins in the front, again, I know that we don't want to metal basins. It's not a practice we want to do, but because it is the front of a house and it's grass, normally that would be. So that would be required to be mowed, just like another yard?
Obviously, this was Brandon's plan, too, so let me just see if there's a section here. I don't believe these are rain gardens. I believe that these are flat grass basins.
Okay.
Chip, what's that feeding set?
What feeding
set?
We don't know. We're trying to investigate. We had Public Works here a couple times.
Okay.
We had like heat here today. We think it's in the unit.
All right.
But we're working on it. And you were here all night.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Confirming that I am here.
Just, I don't see where they're rain. I don't see where the rain gardens at all. I believe that they're grassed.
Okay.
Does that address your question?
It does. I was just thinking because it's, obviously there's still houses there, so there's yards in the front.
Right.
So it would be maybe out of place for a neighbor to all of a sudden have grass in front of the neighbor's yard that doesn't get brought up.
Right. And that's obviously a concern.
Yeah. Yeah.
And rain gardens, when they're done right, aren't bad.
Yeah.
The McDonald's down in Hummelstown has had rain gardens out on the edges. They're working on getting them right now.
Thank you.
Well, Liz, rain gardens aren't even showing up on our edition. And
I apologize for that. Yeah, the digital that we were giving you the entire plan.
But it also seems like they're at the highest point on the line too. So I don't know. There's not going to be any natural flow into them.
They're getting some of the pavement off, and then I believe they're piping some of the building too.
Anybody have any other questions? Check on this. If not, I'll entertain a motion that the preliminary final subdivision land development plan for Miller Oral Surgery, Plat 1294, be approved, subject to compliance with items A through J under the Assistant Department Head Recommendation section of the agenda item. And the motion also includes that the requested waivers and deferments from the subdivision and land development ordinance be granted, as noted under the explanation section of this agenda item, playing as the items discussed by Chuck. So moved by Mr. Engel. I'll second. All those in favor say aye. Opposed. And that motion carries unanimously. The next item on the agenda is item B through 1 through 12, the preliminary final subdivision plan for 1806 East Chocolate Avenue, the Redwood Insight, plat number 1292.
With my apologies, I see that you were given one sheet again on this set of plans, so I will try and be a little bit more specific and a little bit slower in my narrative for you. So, plat 1292 represents the subdivision, and again, a lot add-on and the land development plan of 1806 East Chocolate Avenue. It, too, is in the Palmdale mixed use and East Chocolate Avenue overlay. The applicant proposes, in this case, to join three lots together. On the western side of the property, there's an existing lot that contains a house. In the middle of the property, there's an existing lot that contains a house that's the office for the red roof and swimming pool and some of the parking, and then the existing hotel. And then the third lot is actually not having any frontage on Chocolate Avenue. It's to the rear of the other lots. It had contained storage buildings. So in this case, the applicant is going to tear down the storage buildings. They're going to tear down the house on the separate lot and the house that acted as the office to provide a second hotel on the property. So they are retaining the existing red roof unit that's there. Where the storage units were, it will be parking, and where the house was, along with some of the where the houses were, there'll be a new hotel. The new hotel will be a 60-room hotel, four-story. They're retaining the existing two-story, 24-room hotel as well. And as I understand, they'll each be branded differently. I believe the Red Roof is going to retain Red Roof, and the other one is going to be of another brand. Pardon?
Best Western.
Thank you. At the end of the project, there will be 84 hotel rooms on the property with 8 employees anticipated on the maximum shift and a demand for 90 parking spaces. Here again, we'll have 4 bike spaces included with the development. The applicant submitted a traffic impact assessment, again, to show that they don't generate traffic, warranting a full traffic study. In this case, this new development will generate a total of 497 average daily trips with 37 a.m. peak hour trips and 38 p.m. peak hour trips. The HFP application has been submitted to PennDOT for alterations to the access drive along East Chocolate Avenue. Review and comments are pending. Lastly, the applicant is proposing to dedicate some additional right-of-way for the alleys. Now, unlike the last project, this project is not connecting to the alley system that's to the rear of the of Chocolate. This project will be providing a one-way in circulation through the site and one way out back onto Chocolate. And that's done in part because to the east, we're starting to leave Derry Township, and these alleys in this section are not well maintained. The applicant's proposing here again various stormwater management facilities to accommodate the additional runoff. They are proposing pervious asphalt in a much more selective fashion than the last project. There'll be a porous area where the storage units were that'll be tying into an existing infiltration area and expanding it, and porous area through the middle of the site, accommodating some of the parking. Each of these areas will be lined and will ultimately discharge into the stormwater system, conveyance system that's within PennDOT. Swales proposed along the southern edge of the property to collect bypass water from points east and routed around the property. And lastly, as I mentioned, the existing septic system by the storage units is being utilized. We go into waivers and deferments, unless anybody has questions about the plan. Here they're seeking waivers of the more standard waiver, providing profiles of storm, sanitary gas, water lines, all of the existing facilities that are unordered. We are recommending that those waivers be granted. They're asking for a waiver of alley widening, and again, they are proposing the widening of the right-of-way, but not the widening of the pavement, and in this case, they're not even connecting to the pavement. Those are the only waivers that are requested on this plan. We are recommending approval of this plan with the following conditions. That by June 22nd, the applicant reimbursed the township for costs incurred in reviewing the plan. That calling happened by November 22nd, 2018, that the performance security is provided, that the comments in the May 1st, 2018 HRG letter are addressed, that two originals of the signed and notarized agreement for deferment of street widening are provided, that the applicant provide copies of the draft deed conveying the properties together, which would also then contain the required O&M note. And then finally, that the following be recorded concurrently with the plan: the agreement for deferment of street widening, the stormwater best management practice operation maintenance agreement, the deconsolidating the three lots and listing the stormwater BMPs as restrictive covenants, and the deed dedicating the right of way for the alley dedication. And of course, we're recommending that the two waivers also be granted.
Any thoughts or questions?
Just out of curiosity, the property to the east there, what is on that?
This one that has the hole on this plan? That's another property that the same owner had acquired, and they had acquired it to actually bring another driveway out onto Chocolate. And we highly discouraged that. I think PennDOT, we told them that we didn't think that PennDOT would approve it. So that's a piece of property that they've acquired, they own. They're not proposing to do anything with
it. So it has an existing structure on it.
It has shown on there.
And then to the west of the proposed four-story hotel, is that the Thule store building?
Right.
Okay.
Thule's in Miss Saigon.
Got it. Okay. Just a general question. It's a good thing we're seeing more and more pervious pavement coming through. It has to be swept every year, is that right?
That's correct.
Is that something your department inspects, or how does that work?
The maintenance falls on DTMA.
Okay.
With the stormwater authority.
Mm-hmm.
What we generally require is that we see a agreement for the sweeping as part of the plan approval, so that we know that they've at least found somebody that can do it. You know, they've reached out to find a company that can do it. So we try and cut it off at the path there, if you will, and make sure that they're aware of it.
Yeah. That's on the it's on the plan and the note, right?
Right. It's in the operation and maintenance agreement.
But it's not part. It's not recorded anymore. Is that right? Oh, I mean, the plan obviously is recorded, but it's not on the deed or anything like that.
Yeah. The deed. That's when we talk about recording the deeds here. One thing we did in our stormwater ordinance in 2010 is the stormwater ordinance required that an operation and maintenance agreement be recorded as a separate document. We went and required that the deed be re-recorded referencing that O&M agreement because I was afraid that it was going to get lost in settlement papers.
Right.
You know, I wanted it on the deed, so that's why it's required to be on the deed as a notice. Yeah.
Any other questions, comments?
Gary? What is this island at the end of the parking spaces? Are they going to be recessed, curb cut type islands?
They're graded as if they're flush.
Okay. All right. That should work with all the pervious pavement.
Yeah, I don't think they're in any trouble getting water into the system. And that was a glimpse of the underground piping that's part of the system and how it will, you know, pick up the downspouts from the buildings and tie that right into the subsurface area.
I'll entertain a motion that the preliminary final subdivision land development plan for 1806 East Chocolate Avenue, Redwood Fence Site, Plat 129, to be approved, subject to compliance of items A through I under the Assistant Department Head Recommendation section of this agenda item, noting that the motion also includes that the requested waivers and deferment from the subdivision and land development ordinance be granted, as noted under the explanation section of this agenda item. So I have the motion.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Corden, seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is consideration of requiring the installation of a sidewalk along the frontage of the property located across from Hershey Heights on Middletown Road, parcel number 24-055-103. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board's aware, we as a township have been working for a very long time and rather actively with Jeff King and Wallbank Associates to try and get a connection of the Jonathan Eschenauer Memorial Trail from one side of Middletown Road to the other. And those negotiations have proved unsuccessful to this point. We started to look for an alternate way to get a safe crossing on Middletown Road. And reviewing plans of record and existing easements, this is what we found. Segment one, shown across the top of the plan here, is that legible for you guys? The existing trailhead is about here. So it's about a 45-foot extension of the trail to get to the edge of Middletown Road is what would be required in segment one. We own this easement. That's how we have the trail in there today. So to follow through this path of creating the crossing, we would install it's a 35-foot wide easement. We would install the bike path at the edge of Middletown Road. As we get to segment two, you can see a property line that comes through here in the tax map. Segment two is the portion
that goes from segment one to segment three, of course. But within segment two, in 2005, we obtained a 10-foot wide trail easement adjacent to Middletown Road. And along with that, we also got a grading easement because, as you think about it, there's a pretty good embankment there. So there are easements in place for us to construct that segment of trail, and that segment is about 475 feet long. Segment three is this text parcel, and it runs the rest of the way to Gramercy and even beyond. This property that created Hershey Heights was all one property at one time. So when these two properties were severed by plan, there was a deferment agreement on deferring sidewalks until such time as the township deemed that they were necessary for safety. I think we're to the point where we need a safe crossing in Middletown Road. So in this case, we would be doing, the Board of Supervisors would be calling the deferment and asking the owner to install a 5-foot wide sidewalk along this segment. That is not the 12-foot wide McAdam bike trail that we, or I'm sorry, 8-foot wide McAdam bike trail that we really want, but it is a trail to get to the light, and it's a way to continue the negotiations, I believe. So the extension of the concrete sidewalk from segment two to Gramercy is about 1,225 feet, and to the end of the property, which I think it's appropriate to create the sidewalk the entire length, if indeed we're doing that, would be 1,575 feet. We've done one other call that I'm aware of on sidewalks. It was the bank that's now Sovereign by the movie theaters. That was done in the same fashion, where there's an action taken by the Board of Supervisors. Because the deferment was done by action, talking to John, we felt that the call for the installation should also be done by action of the Board of Supervisors. And that's what we're seeking this evening. So I'm recommending that Ball Bank Associates, the owner of parcel 2455103, be directed to install sidewalk along the frontage of their property by December 31st,
2018. Any questions or comments?
December 31st, you said?
Yeah. Chuck,
by passing this,
just to be clear, that would result in continuous sidewalk from Gramercy Place Grove Street all the way to the southern.
I think what the township would be inclined to build as the segments one and two,
yeah,
would be in the McAdam bike trail matching our existing Jonathan Eschenauer bike trail.
Okay. And that would be township.
Right. Okay. The only thing that we can absolutely require in segment three is a 5-foot wide concrete sidewalk.
And in terms of the actual crossing location, how does this play into that?
I don't know. I may just turn the mic over to Eric. How many of you need here tonight?
The crossing location would be at the southern Gramercy intersection. That's where it's always planned to be, with the sidewalk tying in at that location instead of the Petunias Path. And of course, the sidewalk then would be along Middletown Road instead of here back. Sweeping in off of Middletown Road towards the back of the property.
But you envision the crossing site to be the Gramercy Place?
Correct. Yeah, just as it was proposed previously.
Right. And the actual crossing itself would be as we had previously discussed and proposed before.
Correct.
Yeah.
Jeff, what would the timing be for segments one and two? Would we be...
Depends on if we build it ourselves. Or if we hire, originally, just as an idea of how long this portion of the project has been moving, this was begun before the Oakmont crossing, and we wanted to cobble the two together for construction. And Oakmont's been in for what seems to be a while now. Right. So beyond moving this to this step, to try and get the call, get the sidewalk installed.
We've not engaged HRG to complete any design for our section. I don't know that I would till we figure out what's happening with Second Street.
Yeah. I don't know that there'd be a way to do this, but in any way we can coordinate the segments so people don't have to come segment one, segment two, and then they're stuck.
Right. Oh no, I think we'd want to build it uniformly.
So the owner is responsible for putting together a plan that would take into account stormwater and design of the sidewalk, is that right?
End up permitting itself.
PennDOT, because it would be in PennDOT right away?
It would be in PennDOT right away.
Okay.
As a sidewalk, it would be 4 inches inside of PennDOT right away.
Okay.
For the nearest edge, following our standards.
Okay, so it would require a plan?
Something it would. It would. Now, again, if negotiations open up,
yeah.
Other things could happen.
Yeah,
yeah, as scripted, it would be inside the PennDOT right of way, his responsibility for permitting and design and construction.
Yeah. So it's not ideal if you're second choice, but it would get us a connection.
That's correct. This is not the path that we wanted to take.
Right.
But we do have other trails that run beside roads and
yeah.
As do communities across the nation.
Right.
Is it possible that the complexities involved with installing the sidewalks might make a bike connection a more preferable option, ultimately?
So, Chuck, as a practical matter, there's no difference from what we had previously envisioned would be, obviously, the route and the size and composition of that connection from the total asphalt all the way through to conversion of parts of that to sidewalk, essentially, of a narrower.
The goal is to get across Middletown.
Right. I mean, that's ultimately the safety issue. At issue here is that we successfully traverse Middletown Road and achieve connectivity with our existing bike path. And we've been trying to crack that nut for many, many years. So, all right. Any other questions or thoughts?
I realize there's a lot of planning to go on yet, but what would the setback be for Middletown Road? Would there be a grass buffer between?
I doubt it.
What's the right of way left there out Springway?
It varies through there, Matt.
Okay.
I think you don't have that plan either. Never mind.
Yeah.
There is a plan in that though from the subdivision.
I need something for us.
So in terms of grading off of Middletown Road, I know that it can be challenging at some parts of the segments there. Obviously, as Justin mentioned, it has to conform to PennDOT planning, township planning in terms of that. Do you envision that possibly being an obstacle to the completion of this plan?
For our segment, I believe that there was enough thought put into grading easements that we aren't going to have to put in retaining walls.
Right.
You know, that would be the fear.
That's
what you're alluding to.
Yeah.
For segment three, the property owner controls the land, so he could lay back the slope without doing retaining walls.
Okay.
If he chose to.
Right.
If it was entirely on us, you know, inside of the easement, yeah, we may have some impediments with.
But it's not. In accordance with this plan, so, okay. Well, if there are any more questions or comments, I'll make the motion that Wallback Associates, the owner of parcel number 24-055-0103, be directed to install sidewalk along the frontage of the property by December 31st, 2018.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Trangle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, that motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the award bid for the Route 422 Streetscape Project and the Route 322 Corridor Improvements Project.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On April 12th, bid opening was conducted at the Office of HRG for these projects. Three companies submitted bids. Bids ranged from $3.3 million to $3.7 million. The parent low bidder is Rogel Incorporated. HRD advises that the Little Bear is reputable and a qualified contractor. Recommends the township board this bid to Rogelli amount of $3,363,341. This project, these projects are both programs in our capital plan, and they're being financed by a low interest, 1.25% interest from Dolphin County Infrastructure Bank and a PennDOT reimbursement agreement. Eric Stump from HRG is here to answer any questions you might have specific to the bid to that award.
Any questions or comments for Eric? Jim, the financing of this has already been a topic of conversation during our budget discussions last year and our capital, 5-year capital spending plan. It's part of the forecast that we've been projecting.
Yes, it is. So it's in our capital plan.
Right. So it's not like it's, this is a new...
No, this is anything new. This is something that we've forecast.
Okay. Well, I'll entertain a motion that the bid submitted by Rogelli Incorporated in the amount of $3,363,341 for the Route 422 Streetscape Project and the Route 322 Corridor Improvement Project, and authorizing the issuance of a notice to award to Rogelli Inc. is hereby approved, contingent upon the receipt of properly executed agreements and bonds from the contractor.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court. Second.
Second
by Mr. Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Next item is the award of bid for Stockers Church Road Culvert Replacement Project. Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On May 9th, we reviewed bids at HRG for the replacement of the culvert on Stockers Church Road. 12 bids are received, and the low bidder is a reputable qualified contractor based on their provided references. It is Custer Excavating of Palmyra. The low bid was $210,000. This is well as budgeted through the Dolphin County Infrastructure Bank, and is actually $1,800 lower than the original estimate for this project. So we are recommending that the Board of Supervisors approve the intent to award for Stouffer's Church Road to Custer Excavating in the amount of $210,000.
Any questions or comments, Tom? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to enter into a contract to Custer Excavating, approval of intent to approve the contract for a unit price bid amount of $210,000. So moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda, item F1 through 10, consideration of a second time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final subdivision plan for Fox Glen Drive, plat number 1268. This housekeeping, or
it is relatively ordinary business. This is a one-year extension of a plan that the zoning district has changed since it was approved. However, there are stormwater elements on this plan that both community development and DTMA would like to keep active, because if they go in, if they can pull off this development, it's going to be a really good improvement over at the Shanks Park. So we're recommending approval of the extension, maintaining the conditions under my department head recommendation.
Any thoughts, questions, or comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion that the approval of the preliminary final subdivision plan for Fox Glen Drive, plat 1268, be extended for one additional year until May 22, 2019, subject to compliance with items A through O under the department head recommendation section of this agenda item. I'll make the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second
by Mr. Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is G1 through 4, consideration of the release of the remaining balance of the performance security for the preliminary and final land development plan for the Pennsylvania State University, Milton S. Hershey Medical Center, University Technology Center, Healing Garden Infill, and Original Hospital Courtyard Infill, plat number 1243. Chuck?
You like how I get you to do the entire introduction like that? This is housekeeping, yes.
Okay, very well.
Thank you.
Moved by Mr. Engel. I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? That motion carries unanimously. H1 is request for traffic assistance for the American Cancer Society's PA Hope Ride, scheduled for Saturday, June 23rd, 2018, starting from the Hope Lodge at 7 a.m. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The American Cancer Society is holding the PA Hope Ride once again Saturday, June 23rd. They leave at 7 a.m. from the Hope Lodge in Hershey, and they head out of town. The assistance that we would be providing is just some assistance at four traffic signals just to get them through, get them on their way. And once that is completed, we don't provide any further traffic assistance to them.
Any questions or comments from Chief Warren? Any additional costs incurred by the department?
No. It's handled with on-duty personnel. Usually takes, to get 100 bikes through, usually takes maybe roughly about a minute of running that light. And then once they're through, it goes back on regular cycle and everything's done. So.
Very well. Thank you. Hearing no questions or comments, I'll recommend the request for traffic assistance for the American Cancer Society's PA Hope Ride scheduled for Saturday, June 23rd, 2008, starting from the Hope Lodge at 7 a.m. be approved. Do I have a second? Moved by seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. I-1, request to hold the 2018 Chocolate Tour 5K, 10K run, walk, bike event on Saturday, August 4th, 2018 at 9 a.m. on Gary Township Roadways. Chief?
Mr. Chairman, this is the 2018 Penn State Hershey Cancer Institute Chocolate Tour. It's a 5K, 10K run, walk, and I think there's also bike events. This was previously held over around the Med Center. Maybe a couple years ago was the last time they did that. They've had some other locations. This time it's primarily going to be on Milton Hershey School campus. They will cross township roadways at a couple locations during the event, but Milton Hershey School security is going to be handling all traffic control. They have a certified fire police with us, so anytime they cross a township roadway, the fire police will be handling the traffic control at those locations. So there's no cost to the township or the department.
Very well. Any questions or comments for Chief Warren? Hearing none, I'll move that the request to hold the 2018 Chocolate Tour 5K, 10K run, walk, bike event starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, August 4th be approved. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Ms. Court seconds it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Next item is J1, and that is the request to close North Hockersville Road from Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, September 22nd, 2018, for the 12th annual PIAA Cross Country Invitational being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you stated, this is for the annual PIAA Cross Country Invitational, which comes before the championships. They will be closing down North Hockersville Road. They'll have runners, spectators, and so forth crossing North Hockersville probably at two or three different locations. And just to keep everything safe for the spectators and the runners, they would like to close down North Hockersville Road, which is a state roadway, which will require a permit. So this approval by the board will be that first step in the permit process. They will put up warning signs 5 days in advance to let people know that the roadway is going to be closed down so they can find an alternate route. There's no impact to the department. We go out the day of the event and make sure they have everything shut down properly, proper signage and so forth, but other than that, we don't really have any involvement in it.
Thank you. Any questions or comments with you? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion that the request to close North Hockersville Road from Old West Chopin Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, September 22, 2018, for the 12th annual PIAA Cross Country Invitational being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. Be approved.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court, seconded by
me.
Mr. Green, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Chief K1, request by the East Shore YMCA to hold the Trobes Hot Dash on Saturday, October 6, 2018 at 9 a.m.
Mr. Chairman, Trogues and the YMCA have been wanting to bring the Hot Dash back to Hershey. They were unsuccessful on a couple different occasions in doing that, but we think we've come up with a date and time that will work out for everybody. There will be some state roadways involved with some of the closures for this run. I know we have a representative from the YMCA here. He actually brought along some schematics of the route. If you would like to have a copy of that.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what is a hot dash and where does this take place?
It's a 5K.
It's a 5K race.
It's a 5K race, yeah.
Okay. And I'd appreciate taking a look at the route if folks on this would, or at least being provided with it.
Yeah,
copy's fine.
So just to let you know, just by speaking about it, the roadways closed, but state and township roadways are for Short Drive, Longmont Road, Square Road, and Sand Beach Road. We didn't have any issues with this when we held it before. It's kind of, some of the roadways that are closed are kind of a rolling closure. They're closed initially, but then they're open back up. Some roadways are closed for the entire race, so we will be using a mix of on-duty and off-duty personnel, so there's some overtime that's incurred, and the YMCA, the organizers, and Trogues are familiar with the reimbursement policy, and they have agreed to that.
Excellent. And this is for the benefit of the East Shore YMCA?
That's correct.
Yes. Very well. I'll entertain a motion that the request to hold the Trogues Hot Dash 5K run on Saturday, October 6, 2018, starting at 9 a.m. be approved.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court. I'll second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, that motion carries unanimously. Item L, Chief, the request to close North Hawkersville Road from Old West Chopin Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 11 p.m. on Friday, October 12th. 2018 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, October 13, 2008, for the annual Antique Automobile Club of America fall meet being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex.
Mr. Chairman, this is similar to all the closures that we have on North Hawkersville there. There will be cars on either side of North Hawkersville in the old golf course area, and then also in the hard lot around the Giant Center and the entrance route. So they'll have spectators and vendors and so forth moving across North Hawkersville Road, and just to ensure the safety of everybody crossing North Hawkersville, the HENR has requested to close North Hawkersville. Once again, they will post the road closure 5 days in advance with the variable message signs, and also take care of the barricades and so forth for the closure. We will inspect those, make sure everything's posted correctly. Other than that, we don't really have any involvement in the setting up or providing materials for that closure.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments of the chief? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion that the request to close North Hawkersville Road from Old West Chopin Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 11 p.m. on Friday, October 12, 2018 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, October 13, 2018. For the annual Antique Automobile Club of America fall meet being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex be approved.
So
moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Last item on the agenda, item M1, request to close North Hawkersville Road from Old West Chopin Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 3rd. for the annual PIAA Cross Country Championship being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. Chief.
Mr. Chairman, this is very similar to item J1. This will be for the championships for PIAA Cross Country. Again, they'll have approximately 3 crossing points for spectators and runners. So just to keep everybody safe, they're requesting that we approve the closure so they can get the permits from PennDOT. And once again, they'll post it 5 days in advance, put up barricades, and we'll just make sure everything's safe for everybody.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions or comments from the Chief on this? If not, I'll entertain a motion that the request to close North Hockersville Road from Old West Trafford Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 3rd, 2018. For the annual PIAA Cross Country Championships being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex be approved.
So
moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Turning next on our agenda to correspondence and board and committee information, I'll start to my left. Matt, anything for you?
Nothing tonight.
Susan?
Just quickly, we had a wonderful end to our Hershey All Things Diversity series last night at the Hershey Store, featuring a panel discussion from different members representing diverse populations in our community. It was very well attended and received. Well, positive things for us to be part of.
Thank you. Justin?
Nothing.
Jim, anything?
Nothing.
Turning to reports from our departments. Chief, anything to report?
Nothing tonight.
And maybe what we have for the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company?
Just a couple. Two things for this month. We did the SAT demonstration with the Hershey High School. It was a very good program. They put together a great program management. So we got to be a small participant to that. And the other night we did a rural water supply drill where we do tanker shuttles when there will be hydrants and so forth, the South Hamilton Township.
You actually draw water in those exercises?
We do.
From where?
We did them over on the high school parking lot last night, and they we put in tanker 47 comes with 2,000 gallons of water. We set up the portable pumps, draft out of them, and then supply additional apparatus.
Excellent. Great training. Tom?
I had intended to have the curb and sidewalk program that we do annually on the agenda tonight. However, we sent out 4 packets for bid. We received 2 communications from 2 of those contractors. One, because of the economy as it currently is today, chose not to bid as a result of the volume of work they have. The second, Rogel, chose not to bid either because they were unsure at the time of the curb and sidewalk bid how the streetscape and 322 were going to be awarded. So they chose not to bid. So what I intend to do is let this go about a month. This is the first time in the 20 plus years we've been doing this that we had this occur. I'm going to let this rest for about a month and try it again. The participation is not as great this year as it has been in the past. We only have about 40 people. Usually it's upwards of 70 or 80. Participate in that. And there was, I had intended another agenda item as well on our uniform contract. We sent out a number of bids on that, received 1 back, and it was way out of the ballpark from what we currently have budgeted and what we're currently paying. So we've managed to negotiate a 6-month extension on that, and we'll revisit that later in the year.
Is it a capacity issue with Rogel? That there's concern
volume of work.
Yeah, volume of work.
Volume of work, yes.
Okay.
Or, so they wanted to see how this was awarded. I got the impression maybe they were interested if they know they're going to be mobilizing to do the streetscape project.
No, actually, my interpretation of it was that the 322 and the streetscape were awarded together. They didn't have time.
That's what I was saying.
They didn't have
time or manpower.
I thought it's a fairly large company, isn't it?
Oh yeah, but I mean that's they have other jobs on the as well throughout the
hill. No, I knew I just didn't know. I thought even 3.3 or whatever I thought that was a small job for them, but where are they based? I thought they were a larger company.
They're in off of right between Derry Street and 83.
No, I didn't realize that. I thought
right across from Renamo.
Okay.
Across from Renamo.
Got it.
Yeah, they do a great deal of work around town. I mean, pipe work.
Yeah.
Water lines, storm lines. They do all the work for DDMA. So it was my interpretation from the conversation that if one of those, if that was not awarded as a bundle, they would have bid. But they didn't know at the time this curb and sidewalk were due, so they did nothing with the curb and sidewalk, anticipating it being awarded as a bundle.
So the bidding process, is there a time frame that has to expire between before you put out another request for and you're gonna let it ride for about a month and yeah. Put it out again?
I mean, we received nothing. So
right.
There's, I mean, we don't even have anything to reject.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Tom?
That's enough.
Okay.
I apologize. My ramen noodles have been done. I just haven't gotten to it
yet.
Get one.
Put them full.
Laura? Nothing to report tonight.
Terry?
I have nothing on the computer.
Max?
Just a quick reminder that our Memorial Day parade will kick off promptly at 10 a.m. on Monday morning, and then our ceremony at the War Memorial will be held as soon as the parade disbands from the Recreation Center, about 11:30 or so. And Mark has graciously agreed to be the MC once again this year.
And I understand, Matt, that you have made appropriate arrangements for good weather.
It doesn't look great. Right?
No.
Monday.
Well, Sunday night, I think it turns, and Monday
looks
a wash. But it could
change.
It'll keep you going.
Eric, no report tonight.
Chuck, anything?
Nothing.
Lauren?
Just a note that our Life on Chocolate events kick off in June. June 2nd is our first market. We're shifting the hours to 10 to 2 this year, and then June 9th will be our first Music on Chocolate from 7 to 10 p.m.
The location of the market is going to be where it was last year?
Chocolate Town Square.
Ish.
In proximity. We hope to be in the park sometimes working with our partners at the church and the fire department.
Right.
You know, on all dates, we'll consider the quality of the park and the
right.
Service.
Right. Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Nothing, thank you.
So, I'll entertain a motion for approval of accounts payable in the amount of $645,184.81 and payroll in the amount of $333,317.93. Moved by Mr. Weir, then seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. We turn now to the second visitor. Public comments, anybody wishing to address the board, please step up to the podium, identify yourself by name and address, and if you'd be so kind as to limit your remarks to 3 minutes or less, it would be greatly appreciated. Seeing no one, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. So this meeting is adjourned.
Yeah, I find that would be really interesting with your lip line.